address?
We have Florida, Alabama.
And your occupation is?
Post office employee.
And your religious background is?
Methodist.
Okay. Your educational background, briefly, would be?
Reverend Gordo High School, attended Wheeler Business College in Birmingham, 1924-25, attended University of Alabama in 1927.
Okay, and you would describe your social contacts in terms of working companions and business contacts or friends at church and in clubs. How would you describe those?
Well, I've known them all. The upper and the lower and the middle class, poor and the rich.
You would describe your parents' birthplace. Could you tell me where your mother was born?
My mother was born in Gordo, Alabama, in 1867.
Okay, and your father was born?
My father was born in Tuscaloosa County in 1860. My mother was born. I got that 18. He was 1 year older than she. That would make her being born in 1876. Can't think this
one. Now you said she was in 1867.
Well, he was born in 1866.
Okay, 1866. Now, was he close to the Pickens County line?
Well, it was 1 mile from Pickens County. It was a post office there named Fox, Alabama, on the old stagecoach line, Columbus and Tuscaloosa stagecoach.
Right.
Line, upper Columbus, Tuscaloosa Road, right in Tuscaloosa County, just 1 mile from Pickens County line.
And then I think you said after he was about a year old, your parents, he was moved to?
To Pickens County.
Okay.
Right at the road here.
Here, near Gordo then, or at Gordo?
Well, otherwise he moved to the Gordo. Otherwise it's the Gordo Post Office. It's named after the Battle of Cerro Gordo in the Mexican War. And that's right up here, exactly 1 mile from the center of town. President Gordo in 1800. Am I talking too fast?
No, you're fine.
1897, the Emino Railroad from Columbus, Mississippi to Montgomery, Alabama was built. In other words, and that's when the town moved 1 mile. And this city of Gordo was one section. My father and my uncle, Debbie E. Davis, had this land, 1 square mile, the city of Gordo. And that's when they built the railroad depot here. And that was the new Gordo.
So the town moved to the railroad?
What?
The town moved.
That's right.
That's been a typical pattern.
That's right. In other words, that's when in Weather Depot down here, I've heard my mother talk about where I'm living right now. You know, this small now here. Was the dangest plum ticket in the world. And the finest plum. And even as a child, I can remember eating some of those plums, you know. Of course, they cleared them out. But I've heard my mother and father talk about people used to come from all over the country and plum variety to get those plums. And I'll tell you, they were delicious. Well, I was born rich. Back of the house, she had a plum ticket about, I'd say, 25 feet long and about 15 feet wide, just pure sand, just like on the beach.